Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. We are having one of those days. I hope you're ready to go wild because we are. This is and always is one of those wild numbers to call. 773-897-6461. Be the person that puts that smile on someone's face. Be that one that's there smiling back at you. We're having one of those Saturdays and I had an individual tell me, what are you guys doing? We're working. And we're working hard to help other individuals have that. Do good, be good, feel good. I had a person ask me last night, this is what I'm doing. I have these abilities. I'm able to do this stuff. Look at me. And I said, you poor soul. And they couldn't understand what I meant. This is a gift where you're out there working, helping. That's why you're going to get to meet one of the most positive, strong, influential people in my life who's helping me so much. And that's that internationally recognized intuitive spiritual coach, medium, healing art lady from California, Melissa Berman. How are you, Melissa?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and scene. It's like we feel like we've been hit by some kind of meteor or something. Oh, hi, Jethro. Hi, everyone. Good morning. I hope your Saturday is giving you some comfort. It's been a little intergalactic lately. I know people think I'm whacked out, but I'm just wild in inner space and outer space.
You've got many callers we didn't even know about. We had a video made, those of you tuning in and on Facebook and some of the other social sites, where you can see a beautiful new video, and it's the first one we've had on Psychics Gone Wild of a person using puppets to say his favorite psychic, and the one he loves is Wednesday night, Melissa Berman. And then Melissa turns around and lets me know that she used to do this. Did you actually were a puppeteer?
Well, yeah, I am a professional puppeteer. I have some master's credits in it. As an undergraduate, graduating from college early, I was so addicted to it, and I was able to take some graduate work, and part of that was puppeteering, but I've been a puppeteer for many, many years. It's a really, anybody that wants to dabble in it, if you're even just to fun with it, even if you have like an Elmo puppet or something, it is so spiritual because you have that divine connection, you know, and people that train for kabuki, well, not kabuki theater, I can't think of it, man, brain. Anyway, for Japanese puppetry, please forgive me. I have my eyes closed while I'm talking right now. But anyway, they train for years and years and years and years. And yeah, it is kabuki, I think. No, that's not right. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. I'll go on with it, Melissa. Get going here. They train for 25 years just to work. Bunraku, thank you, Divine Ones. Bunraku puppeteering, where there's three puppeteer masters, and they'll train for 25 years just to work an arm. So it's a very spiritual thing, and I had the privilege, because one of my specialties is children's theater, teaching it and performing it. So I was in two, you know, national puppet children's theater troops, two of which, you know, those were, we would tour. We even came to Florida once. And made our own puppets, and I mean, I assisted because the guy, you know, master puppeteers, and then I toured and did all that. So when I saw that, first of all, just to have somebody care enough to do that was so, I just was just blown away, and then to see it being a puppet was just melted my heart and melted my soul, and I was just so grateful. Did that any of that make sense, Jethro? Because I'm just
it
like,
did. It did, and I love, you know, they said you going through the energy, it made a lot of sense. And I had a person teasing, they said, well, you know what, how come everybody else knew but Jethro? Part of it, you guys, and you got to realize this is what the topic is today. When are you psychic and when are you scanning? And now those of you are going, what's a scanner? If you go into Walmart and you pull that item across that counter right there and that cashier puts it in your bag, that's a scanner, that little thing there that scans everything. Some psychics do this, and I'm going to get a lot of emails. You know my email. I'll tell you it again at the end of the show. If you're just walking along and you're deliberately, that lady's, very nice. Let's see what she's doing. Oh, well, I noticed that man over there is looking in, towards that person. I wonder what he's thinking. That's casual, and that's human ground, and you're allowed to. But if you're a psychic and you're out there and you're being nosy Nelly, as we can call it, those of you know my age, I'm telling you of an old TV show that used to be on. You're looking and doing that, then you are actually not in the right space. And yet those of us who individually do it do get flashed. So there is a difference here. When are you being an intuitive and an empath and a person walking in the light and doing good, as you heard and we do? And when are you being that person that the neighbors want to go, if you don't stop saying stuff about us, we're going to call and get you help? Talk to me, Melissa. Let's talk about the goods and the don'ts of psychics. We've got people, and the phones are full. And you guys, we will get to you guys. It is an hour show. For some reason, the computer said 2 hours. Now it's saying an hour and a half. Sometimes it's saying we're going to go on for 24 hours. We're not doing a marathon. I don't know what's happening with the energy.
They don't shoot psychics, right? That's
yeah. Yeah, and if we did, and you guys know the way it is at this time of the year, if me and Melissa did go for 24 hours, you probably would shoot us because we would grab them and go, no, we're kidding, you guys. Melissa, help us. What's a good psychic and what's a bad psychic?
Well, here's the thing. The word psychic gets so misused. We do healing arts work, and when we're in the light and integrity of it, we may get a little hit here for people, and sometimes we're drawn to people, and then we ask their permission. We have to ask their permission. If we're driving around or we're walking around and we see that somebody may not have the right energy for us to be around, we will also get that sort of intuition or nudge, maybe move away from that. But it's mostly if somebody's misusing their power and trying to control you with that kind of work and just saying, you really need to do this, and I have an idea for you. That $5 that turns into $3,000, well, to go away from that. A lot of times, and I know, Jethro, this happens for you too, that you might be at a park or you may be walking and having a conversation with somebody, and it's a lovely energy, and all of a sudden they're telling you something and you get an intuition for them, and you say, I have a little you tell them what you do, and then I have a little message for you, may I share it with you? And if they say yes, then you have their permission. So it's all integrity based. It's just like doctor or lawyer or any of that. We do this because we're called to do it, and we do it with your permission because that is sacred space and sacred work. People that just kind of read for you without your permission, they're not reading for you. And don't give anybody permission. You can say a special blessing. Unless they have your permission, no, you can't tune in. You're not allowed to do that. And I think the only time we may get it, and I think that's true for everyone, an intuition or a warning or whatever, is because we need to move away from that. And that's true for everyone if we listen to that divine guidance.
I agree very much. And so those of you who tune in, and I have a lot of individuals tell me, this is something that I've done, and I've put this aside, and I've held on to this, and we do talk about it. The family get together, and once in a while around a holiday, they'll say, remember the night that, Grace was able to do this, and then they all shiver and go about it. And then I have other individuals who call and write me just like Pamela said. So it is a serious topic, and I have a lot of you guys going, oh, you and Melissa, you're starting off a little early with me. Could you wait till a nice show to do one of these intense ones where I'm awake to write? No.
It's night somewhere.
Brad, you don't get night just because you chose to lay those eyelashes down. So we're going to sit together and we're going to do this. We're going to have a lot of fun. We always do a meal, and you know why? Because I love food, and it's
snack of the week.
Yes.
Even if it's every day we have a show, we still have a snack of the week. Okay, since it's morning, what's your hit, Jethro?
Oh, my goodness. I really feel that a really good thing would be a very nice, big cinnamon roll made, out with everything with it, and then just dripping with, the real frosting. We go out and take the powdered sugar with the butter, whip it till it's good, put in a little bit of vanilla, add maybe a little bit of other flavor you like. I like to put a little touch of rum in mine, and then I add, the rum flavoring, not the real rum. I'm not a pirate. I just live in Florida. But you put a little bit of cinnamon. I got comedians. Yeah, come on, Jethro. We'll go have a bottle together. No, you don't want to see me drink. It gets sickening. But we add the stuff with it. We go with it, put it in, and then I would think that would be really good in a microwave. Now, tell me what I can healthily do or do better for my body.
Oh, wow. That's like my stomach is like pretty. I mean, it's beautiful because it's an art. The way you work with food is an art, and no one can deny anybody that. I was picking up on a delicious sort of people don't groan. Please don't groan. But a beautiful, steel-cut oatmeal with perhaps pears in it or apricots or, just a sweet fruit. and drizzle with maple syrup or cinnamon and some pecans or something in there, and just let that warm you down with some. Or you could do mochi again and season. You know, mochi is like this versatile thing that you can do. We talked about it the other day for donut holes, for cinnamon rolls. You know, you could bake. There's mochi now that has cinnamon and raisins in it, and it's really lovely. Yeah, watch those sugars, Jethro. Just saying.
Now you guys know why I'm flying high. And most of the time when you see me, I'm just coming in right over that telephone pole over there. No, I'm teasing you guys. I am a sugar addict, and I can admit it, and I love it. You know, and it's a scary thing. I can say it in public. I've had people tease me about this. They're like, Jethro, you come in, you're hyper already, you're going. And maybe that is part of this. I am natural. I had someone tell me last night they don't think I ever breathe. Or if I do, it's probably about 1/6 of my lungs. That they were trying to get in a conversation, and I knew that once they did, they were going to bring it down. And I do have this bad thing. If it's happy and it's hyper, leave it alone. Let it flow. Maybe that's the sugar.
Yeah, I don't like that word hyper. I think hyper indicates that people are so buzzed that they can't form a sentence. I don't think that's you. I don't think that's me. I don't think that's people who are upbeat. I think we're upbeat energy. And I think that I don't think you're really a sugar addict. You don't. I think you do things in moderation, don't you? Or am I just deceiving myself?
No, you and you are right. And I have and I love what you just said there. And see, this is what I really, and I will tease you back if you start this with me, Jethro. You're talking too fast, because I'm going to tell you, maybe you're listening too slow. Have you looked at this? And have you had someone come and test you? And we'll set it up. Get together. I'll talk in my normal, here we are, we're happy, we're walking, we're rolling. You sit there, you can drag it along and look at me intentively or other people and wonder in the room what's going on around you. And then we'll have the doctor decide which of us is hard.
And I just heard you breathe for that. I know you do breathe.
She heard it. So it is true. And we're going to go to the phone and let some of you guys have a little breath and a little fresh air with us. We hope you have and fun with us. We do encourage, and I want you guys to understand, we want you to, I'll call you out your area code of your phone. That's like the 610, that we've got 256, we've got 818 on today, and 928 and 307. A couple of other phone numbers. When I call out that area code, I need you to tell me, okay, hello, this is Baba Kamana, or who is the Kana? The reason that we're having this, what's with you? And what I love is, if you want to listen in, then just say, I'd like to listen, because we had a fun thing, and I had individuals tell me, what's going on there? What I am psychic, yes, but now to visualize, we right now have about 126 callers from you, Melissa. So I'm going to turn around.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. We're so grateful. No, it's great to spend our Saturday mornings together, anytime together with you guys.
And that blessing we have with you, we want you guys to turn around and pick up the phone and say hello. Because what I had yesterday, someone said, I waited, and Jethro, you had almost 14 calls where you're like, hello, hello, are you out there? Can you hear me? Can you feel me? Can you go with me? They're like, you're psychic. What are you doing? And I realized, I know a lot of you guys just want to listen. So it's okay. Just, you know, but if I don't hear and then I go on, the other person let me know last night that they were missed, and they will forever hold me against that in me. I can't help if I say your number and you don't say hello. I do know that there's a lot of the same number, so I will start to go. I may go into the sixth digit, but obviously for reasons you don't want me to call this out, and I never would over the air. Let me tell you, those of you who are calling my phone right now, know I have an average right now that I pick it up, and within a 3 to 4 hour, it's full again. Part of this, granted, is individuals who want to sell me that great new hair product, which I already have thick hair already. Some of them want to help me get my political decision, which really bothers me. If you get my phone number and do that to me, someday I will hunt you down and call you back and tell you stories of when I was a child. But do not. I don't want to say your phone number, but you've got to work with me, guys. I love you guys. You love me. And it's just because we've gotten busier. So now I've done my parenting today, and I can sit down and be good. Let's go on to 610-442. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Jethro? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you colors. You're ready for Melissa Berman. You're into the hyper energy. This is the, and that is a word. We're going to say the positive electric energy.
Upbeat,
we're going to change that.
Upbeat electric. Who is this? Make sure, may everyone please announce yourselves. Give us a beautiful name.
That's a doll.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Yeah, I basically had two questions, and they all kind of all around the same issue. It's
okay, so please just ask just one, and hopefully the other one will get answered, because we get a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll ask one
No,
question.
You don't have to apologize. You've done nothing wrong, honey. And talk more into your phone, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can you hear me better now?
I can, thank you.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, what it is, I manage a property, and on Wednesday I have a hearing and I started the eviction process for a tenant. And I'm going by, you know, because they basically broke the lease, and it's a woman, she's not paying me, you know, the rent, giving me the runaround, has paid me late in the past few months also, and on top of that is breaking the lease. So I'm just going by the law, and I'm going to present all my facts. I'm going to go in there very cool, calm and collected. I'm not sure if she's going to show up or not, but I do need to get her out of there, and that's why I'm taking this route. I wanted to see what you're picking up.
Yeah, the door is closed once this is over. Do you have somebody you can take with you, a gentleman friend, to go with you?
I mean, I have a friend. It's not a gentleman. Just for support. No,
yeah, I would say take somebody, and if you have a gentleman, that would be even better. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend. Just, you know, that's always better. Not to be sexist or racist, but not racist. Not to be sexist. Sorry, guys. Sometimes it's just a good thing to do. Definitely take somebody with you. And, yeah, the door is closed. You're done with this. You don't have to analyze it anymore. You don't have to put up with it anymore. You don't have to be feeling badly about it or punishing yourself with it. You've done everything correctly, and it's business. At the end of the day, it's business. And
right.
You're running a good business, and that's all that matters at this point. Sometimes tenants become friends and that alike. But Sarah, let me just finish. Okay. Let me be rude. This is what your guys are telling me. Let me just finish. Okay. It's not me, Melissa. When people become buddies in buildings and they're buddies with the manager or whatever, that's awesome. But at the end of the day, this is your business, and the door is closed on her. It's done. It's a deal. It's a done deal.
Do you see how long before she moves out? I mean.
Well, they have to serve papers, and once that time is done, she's got to go. You may have to call the police or the sheriff at one point if it doesn't pan out. But you know, you just keep doing what you're doing with the steps you're taking, Sarah, and just know in your mind that the door is closed, and you just have to let the procedure unfold.
You're giving me notice that she was leaving the end of the month. The end of January, and then even after when she got the papers, she called me and she said, "I told you I was leaving. I owe you so much. You're insane." And that's why she texted me. And I have all those. I have the text to show.
Right,
the judge asked.
You called us. I think a couple nights ago, and we were. It looks like it's moving forward for you, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
From the last time we chatted with you, it looks like it's moving forward, and that's you taking these appropriate steps. Jethro, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Still on it there, Sarah, and unfortunately it does take a little time for the reading to unfold. I do feel for you, and this is hard for you, and I apologize, and you keep apologizing too. When we're the messenger, it is like we were talking about with the gift, but even with this, when the guys are telling us, I feel that part of what's got you is you are in that stress, but this is a time to learn and grow. We're coming into Mercury retrograde. We'll be talking a lot about communication and working with energies. This is a case where you are doing exactly what Melissa has told you, but I feel that the thing is, and during this time, look at this, work with us and see how this, I realize it'll never happen again. I can hear your guides and you working on this is how you're going to avoid it, that kind of thing. But there is another reason too. Frustratingly, you have my hat off to you. This is happening to a lot of individuals. It isn't just the financial. It looks like there's some other situations that are happening for this to happen. I wish you the best. We're going to keep our thoughts with you, and definitely know that we're here to help you spiritually, even if we can't, you know, I'm not, and I wasn't that type of a legal person in my career anyway, but you do have my sympathy. This is not an easy situation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And keep the faith, Sarah. You're right on time with it, okay?
We're here with you. Speaking of this, let's go into this a little bit. Now, we have had a show where we talk about karma, situation that energy comes back. What would be the situation when everything's tough and tight and you are trying to make like this person the workout and you have this person? You know, I feel that's part of what you're asking, Sarah, and we're going to talk a few minutes here because I've got a couple other people emailing me at the same time different questions about this. One is, I'll just read out one, then me and Melissa will answer for the rest of you, too. I have I've been in this situation before. You and Melissa talked about karma. I'm handling my situation, but I can't pay everything. I am in a situation. Me and my children have tried everything that we can to make ends meet. Other government facilities are doing a little of it. What karma do I have? I don't want to live under a bridge. Help me now, Jesse.
Wow, Jesse. Bless your soul. You are so strong. Jesse, I feel like there's some relative, if there's a relative you can talk to. I know you've exercised everything. It feels like there might be a relative, a distant relative that might be able to help you out. And, you know, there are some people that get into this situation that they are helped. But I feel, if it's okay if I share with Sarah's situation, I feel that this woman is taking advantage of Sarah, and that's a big difference. And Sarah's lessons, and we talked earlier before, have to do with her, you know, being grounded and empowered. And for you, Jesse, this is about survival and protection. These are your lessons about survival and protection. You're not going to have to live under a bridge. But there does feel like there's someone, a distant relative, and maybe it's a distant friend or somebody, an acquaintance, but it feels like somebody that would have your back to help get you on the right track. You are doing the best you can, and I feel that what's being shared with me for you is that get the mindset that you are getting through this instead of saying I'm going to be and this is the hardest part, because I think everybody's going through this where we feel like there's never going to be an answer, that we get so stuck. It feels like this mud, and it feels like this quicksand that we're in. It's quicksand in our face. But please try to get into your mindset while you're going through this, and I know this is easier said than done, that you're moving through it. You're not stuck in it. You're moving through it. And ask for more divine help. I feel that what's being shared with me is that there are angels ready to help you, and go for that and stay warm. Jethro,
I'm on the same facility. I am, and Jesse, I got to tell you, I do know of this, and I'm going to tell you know of the socialist things and what you've said here. If you don't, make sure there is a lot of programs, and let's start out with a couple of them. One of them isn't just the social services. Everybody says that, and I that's what it's there for. It's there for individuals like you who have children who are working with this. I don't have a problem. Every time I help someone or I do something here in spiritual, and those, by the way, of you who are doing a little bit, spread the wealth a little bit. Find that 5 or 10% where you can do it. Now, we know, and I love what Amy Kavanaugh used to tell us, and this is something I'm bringing up in one of ours. If you've got time to go down and get yourself a lottie or something in the week, maybe you've got time to get a pair of socks for that guy that's standing on the corner. And I do know that there are people, and I agree. I have some people already write me, yes, Jethro, and they've already got probably better socks than I have. Mm-hmm. You know what? The thing is that this is taking the energy to the level here. Get with people, Jesse. Make sure you're working with it. I do know this, and I can tell you from other facilities, get with your faith. Get with your individuals of it. And I had someone tell me, I have no faith because I'm working with people like you. Oh, no, you're very wrong. There's a lot of metaphysical churches. There are churches who are non-denominational. I will tell you something right now, and I'm going to say it out, and you can hear this. If you are intuitive, if you're working with energies, get a hold of your Pentecostal church. They're going to work with you on it. Granted, you're not going to go in there, and they're going to hand you a plate of, you know, prime ribs, set you down, put a little caviar around your neck, and bring in Jaja and your other friends. But they are going to work with you, and they are going to get you some things happening. These are spiritual churches. And I stand corrected. Like, get a hold of me if you've got a place that isn't, because I know that every place in the country has those type of church.
And the Church of Religious Science is also a good one, too. They're non-denominational.
Yes.
Yeah, if you
yes.
have them in your area.
You know, non-denominational.
There are outreach programs, and for kids, there's tons of outreach programs for kids. But it's just word of mouth now, and it's networking and knowing there's no shame in this because you are surviving. It's not about being, you know, this is a deep soul lesson of survival, of protection. These are things that you're going through in order to be able to have more of it. So you've done nothing wrong. You're not being punished. You're learning how to survive and protect. And I hope that helps. It's no consolation for shelter and food, but there are places that are – and this man keeps coming through, this gentleman, a distant relative, someone that could definitely help you. And
exactly.
We're here to help you as well, Jesse.
Yeah, and contact me. I do have other facilities. I know I can tell you of someone else that does do this, and maybe you're not. You guys just made me cry. I want to thank you. You're going to get me Tisha. They just sent me a picture, and she's done an artwork. It will be on Facebook. Tisha, thank you. You guys, I love. Now, see, we got to bounce with this. I don't have an ADHD or ADD or EPA or AFAC. What I have is I have about 163 open sites of people running through Facebook and other places with 723 of you fans and friends in our room writing. She's like, here you go, Jethro. I have put this artwork together for you. It's my portrait of Jethro. It's very nice. It's very good. And you may be blonde, and sometimes your eyes change color, but to me, you're a very souled, strong Native American, and I think you should be able to go to any powwow you want to. Okay, yeah, well, I do. And what's fun is if they have eating events.
That is so lovely.
you got me to cry. So back to the energy of what we're talking about. Yes, we definitely want and need to have your work, as we call this, you know, in there. And I have had situations. I'm going to tell you the truth. I had a situation where I wasn't in Texas, a state that all of you know, who's very strong state, very good state. But I was in a predicament where I had a sick child. My son was 12 years old and was not able physically with the facilities to be with unattended. And people were like, you know, I had to be there every couple hours. They did skin grafts. They had some other things. Those of you who know, my son was burnt very bad in a bad accident. So being psychic doesn't always tell you the future, too, by the way. But what, long story short, I was to be there. We went through this. We learned a lot. But I also learned the word, not only humility, but I did learn something very good about the financial of, like, what we're saying here and what me and Melissa are getting, like, the Church of Science and the other individuals. The individuals that by talking, I learned humility. I had to, it was humble. I went from working two jobs to doing this to do it. I had someone tell me, as long as you're physical, you can work. I'm sorry, for that month and a half, I was not capable. I had a little trouble.
That was a different kind of work, and that's something, if I may interject, these downtimes, these period of downtimes are some of the biggest working we do, work that we do, because you're healing your soul, you're helping somebody else heal. So sometimes, even though we feel, oh my God, when will I work again, paycheck, you know, whatever, or any of that stuff, this is the soul's work. You know, when we talk about being spiritual beings in human form, and, you know, we're changing the grids here and all of that, I don't want to get into too much of that, but you were working your you-know-what off.
And I love that. And see, and that's exactly what we're saying. I'm telling you, I know that the higher purpose loves me and has a reason. There was a twist in this. By me doing this, I learned something very strong. Like she was saying, I'm working. And I met individuals who were coalition advocates. I met individuals in a type of life who every day went out and battled for kids and did things. I was sitting here, and I will be honest with you, I was a food service manager. I did very well. Obviously, you guys know from my food. I had gotten to the point where I look at a meat coming through, or I look at a dessert, and I was bored. I flipped it out so easy. I had a lady tease me one time. She goes, name six salads that you have to do with this. Name. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I sound like a refrigerator who never shut the door. All of a sudden, this feeling came over me, and it's like, you love your children. I raised, and those of you know, I raised two children of my own and three stepchildren, so I raised my family of five. And I had this feeling in me. My son was the baby. He was 12. Unfortunately, he'd gotten in this thing, and he was like, Dad, I really messed up, and look at, you know, this accident. I've gotten burned. It came over me, and I know the Holy Spirit did this for, he works in mysterious ways, the higher energy, whatever you want to call it, the great one up there with the shift that's calling us, me, the higher power. He, the individual that was doing running my life, put me in a position where I looked at and I saw what I needed to do. That's what you're seeing with me and Melissa today. I went ahead, talked to friends, got into it, and worked for the Coalition Against Violence. I was a child advocate, very good at it. You never wanted to go against a psychic in court and be dishonest. If you had done this. I was raised in a family. Those of you know I'm spoiled. We're talking a little more. I got a few calls, and we're trying to get the phones on. I had someone say, what are you and Melissa doing? You always take so many calls. Today's the day we're going to talk a little bit while we get the phones to work. Sometimes technical difficulties kick in. Mercury retrograde's on its way. Melissa.
Yes, we also have Uranus retrograde, which works with that. And we have Venus retrograde and Jupiter retrograde. We have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of solar flares, a lot going on. So take a deep breath, everyone. Let it go.
We've got so many people going in. We're glad you're bringing up this topic. I've had 2 years that I've lived in the same relationship with this person. I don't like him. I still am here. And he tells me that he makes fun of me, and I don't like it. Jethro, what do you think? I think verbal abuse is the same as physical. I would ask him to, when you do this, I do those kind of commands. This bothers me. If the person continues it, I would do selective hearing. I don't think it's nothing wrong with not answering a negative remark. The best way to ignore it is not to answer it. The best way to win the game is not to play. Melissa, what do you feel she should do with this gentleman who's verbally telling her that she's silly, goofy, and making fun of her to get her to do what he wants by making her feel bad?
What do we have a name for her?
It's Elsie. Sorry, I've got their down.
Elsie.
Sometimes their name gets
by. That's okay. I feel that with Elsie that this is, you know, obviously a past life contract. Yeah, I don't know if it's obvious or not, but it's a past life contract where the roles were reversed, and. She's giving this man the opportunity to make good on what happened in that lifetime where he and female cheated on her and did some really weird stuff. But it was the times in which they lived. It was about survival. It feels like the turn of the century. I'm getting 1800s, but could be a little later. Before Victoria, but almost there. What Elsie needs to do is remember how wonderful she is, number one. And that she's worth more than this. And when the time is right, either get counseling or you're going to have to separate. Counseling is an option. If he isn't willing to do that, she can go do it, and then this will give her the tools, if she hasn't already done it, the tools to move forward. Because, you know, sometimes we just get in these relationships because they have their own personal timetable. And we want to leave, or we want to change it, we want to grow. But there's a personal time, there's a timetable that happens that is divine timing, which for humans and our impatience, which we can't help sometimes because we're suffering, steps in. So whatever Elsie can do to be proactive in her own healing, and in her own ability to love herself even more and pamper herself, be the love that she wants. And either he will go to therapy and they'll work it out. She'll go to therapy by herself, whatever. They can go together. He can go by himself, whatever. Or they'll separate. Their paths will separate.
Love that. And those of you tuning in, we are going to be today giving away a psychic reading. We're going to be giving away a reading by Melissa Berman. I'm looking at the information here. I have, and we discussed on there, a person who won a reading, and they told me today, they said, I will be contacting Melissa. Give me a month. Right now I'm in a position where my phone is not working well, and when it does work, it does things it shouldn't do. I will be kidding. That's cute. I love that. I have a phone I turned into the gypsies, and they're going to make him work, and this phone will be sent out on the street until he's good. So I have phones like that too. We're going to pull a name, and I just reached in here. We grab a paper. Those of you who want to come into these contests, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Here we go. Amanda M. from Billings, Montana. I would love to win a private reading or some other wild treasure. Amanda, you did. You got our wild treasure. Melissa's pretty wild, and we have documentation to prove that in a good way. And we have people go out there all like, today that's part of the energy. We know the phones. I had someone tell me that, you know, sometimes it is good, and it's meant to be why this is happening. I have, we're going to pick up 256, and then we have 315. I know a couple of you are going, what's happening? I apologize, 409. It is never going to let you go. I don't know if it's because the name of the, you know, you've got an area code that's 409, the cleaning. Have you started something in the world? No, I'm teasing you. Something's going on with you, you know, and I'm just joking. You know that. Please know that there's the guys and the angels are everywhere. And let's say I had someone tell me this, and this is how you look at it. This is why I love my mother. My mother raised 8 children by birth with her, and she raised almost another. We said at one time there was like, I think there was 16 or 18. My mother raised some uncles that some things happened with their families. She raised other children in her life. We had a family that their father was shot, and we raised these children. We have a lot of brothers and sisters. Long story short, I love my mother's personality. She had two really strong things, and one of them was ornery because she was a very petite Native American lady, and she was only 5'2", but didn't realize it. The bigger you are, the harder you fall is one of her expressions, meaning nobody takes you down.
Can you repeat that? Because I was laughing so hard about what you said.
No, that's funny, and it's like her expression.
What was her saying again, Jethro?
The bigger you are, the harder you fall.
Ooh, that gives me chills. Good.
Yeah, and And she was a very strong woman, and that's how she taught us. We didn't go starting it, but nobody got the best of us. And I can proudly say to this day, we still joke, those of us you know of my mom, and you'll be seeing Native American pictures here now that I'm working with that. And that's something I want you guys to understand. I'm taking back, and I'm going to be working with that. You're going to see me ebbing away from that word, psychic, and I'm going to be going to my Native American name, you know, Jethro Red-Tailed Hawk Smith. And the reason I'm doing that is not only because of my family heritage, but I do believe in what we're talking here. There, and I got to be honest with you individuals, I'm telling a lot of stories here. I got off the story. Someone's teasing me. Amanda's going, I'm glad I won. And see, that's how my day goes here. So that's why I bring lovely, phenomenal people like Melissa to bring me back to it. Telling you a little bit about my mom, the other second thing that my mom was really, really, really strong was it how she looked at things. And if the phone's doing it today, I could have very easily said, well, me and Melissa got to go home because the phones aren't working. See, that would have been a way. But what I'm doing and what we're doing is we're sitting here, we're working, we're going to get with you, and we're looking at it in a laughing way. You can always call in another day.
And we're being guided through it. We're being guided through it. This isn't a mistake. You know, we are being divinely guided, and whatever's being presented is part of what needs to happen in this particular moment because that's out of our control, correct?
Exactly. And now you guys see how you got the
emails. What are you drinking? You drinking hot cocoa? I'm hearing things.
I'm sorry. And I'm drinking
coffee.
Actually healthy coffee. I'm drinking mushroom coffee. I love it. It's really good for me. It's Ganderma. It's an ancient Chinese mushroom that heals. I've always been a caffeine drinker, and I'm doing that. And just exactly what she said, and that was my mother's belief in how you look at things. We're going to make the best of a bad situation, and I love what's happening.
Right. We don't want to be enablers. You don't want to be a codependent. You don't want to just, you know, fluff over the fact that, yeah, there is a glitch here or this does feel weird. But, you know, you have to acknowledge things in order to transmute them. We have to acknowledge it, feel it, and move through it and heal it to the best of our abilities, even when the phones go weird, even when the computer's odd. You know, get the lesson and do the work. And get upset if you need to. There is that aspect. People don't realize that our feelings are the gifts from spirit to heal our issues. Doesn't mean you have to go and punch somebody out. Doesn't mean you have to go kick somebody's car in. You could do that in the privacy of your home in an improv with yourself and your guides, because that's very healing and finding ways to communicate. But know that those feelings are real. Do not fluff over them. Own them, honor them, and heal them. They help you heal your soul's work.
I love that, and I agree very much.
Or they help you through your soul's work. They heal you so you can do your soul's work as well.
No, exactly. And I got people teasing. They're going, okay, we're going to be looking at Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to be actually going on to our birthday here, and we will be 2 years old. We're doing holding together pretty well here.
And we're not the terrible twos. We're the Teutonic twos. We are the... Tremendous
news. And you guys that are writing it going, well, Jethro, you know, you've been at this. And my example is that's how we got to where we are now. I can look over here in Skype. I can talk to my friends over here on Facebook. Because of this situation when I first started this, I also will honestly say some of the situation, now I've learned to run the board a lot better, was me. But I would go in and things would be kooky, and there'd be like in the chat room 4 people tired, and they were like not wanting to talk to me. I'm a talker. Can you tell? Is it showing? But I would grab a hold and I would go over here, and I'm like, hello, tonight we've got on Melissa Berman, and she's wild, and you've got to talk to her. And this woman is telling spiritual light and bringing it out. Somebody would write me on, and they're like, oh, good. Ask her why, and that's what started this, and that's how it's become to be, what you guys get to hear. I had someone tell me yesterday that they love our gifts. They want to see. They're making a video of Melissa Berman again. What is this with Melissa? But we've got
thank
to
you. This is so much fun. This is so cool. I'll come into the video with you. We have a kiss on the cheek.
Or the puppets for us. Yes, and look at this. You know, that's why they're doing this for me and you. And this portrait that was done for me, these other individuals, this is where the really heart of it is sometimes. I had someone tell me this. They said, you've got all these appointments in your schedule. And she let me know that, and I do apologize. I guess I am silly, you guys. I will work on it, but I can't help my life. They said that they've called in, and she let me know this. And I am talking it over the air because right now the guys are wanting us just, they're going to narrow it down to I can't play with Facebook. So as we go through this, I guess they're going to make me be good. I went in, and she's telling me basically that sometimes I'm just really, really silly, and I talk a lot of variety. That's what the show is. It's wild. It's not
we are
dictation.
Wah, 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 wah.
So that's what it means. We're going to grab one of those phone numbers. You've been patient, and we got one to go in. 356, you made it. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. This is Kimberly.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to you last night? They pulled you out of the room, and I didn't see you back. Did the cops get you? What happened?
No. When I said something, I was muted. So I was like, oh, well, I guess I wasn't supposed to talk to him tonight.
It was the machine. It did its own thing to me. Did you hear me last night? People were like, are you okay? You're not even hyper. And it was making me sound like I was like, I am on the moon. It was really wild.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Great. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm very good this morning. And you?
I'm fabulous because I'm with all of you and Jethro.
Well, my question this morning is about, you know, career and finances. Like, is this the time for me to be looking for another job, or should I just bide my time until something appears? Or
oh,
just,
girlfriend,
you know, what should I
we
be
always
doing
talk
right?
about this, and I'm so glad to talk to you more about this. It's always a good time to look for another job if you are feeling that, but you don't quit the job you're in until you get your other
right.
job. And you're going to have a couple of different job offers through whatever the studies are that you're doing, something that you're studying. And it feels like, you know, I know you're burned out because you shared that with us, and you've got to take more time to be in nature. You got to take more time to go outside, breathe some fresh air, play in on a swing somewhere. You got to be more playful with yourself, you know. No, I didn't say play with yourself. I'm sorry. This is not an X-rated show. I'm saying that what the guys are sharing is that, you know, drink some more healthy teas and be good to yourself and always look for a new job if you're burned out where you are. It doesn't mean you're leaving until you get that other job. You're clearing the space. You've got to pray more about this, too. You've got to ask your team, your spiritual team, to help you more with this, because it feels like you're, like, in a spinning cycle with this, and you just – the spinning cycle doesn't want to stop, but you're the one that's going to stop it because – you've got to just kind of take the right steps and listen to the guidance and just listen to your inner guidance as well.
Okay.
Really, you got to do this work. You know, it's like, don't be afraid of change, but do not quit this job in this economy and with what's going on. You cannot, and besides which, part of your spiritual mission is to help these kids. And so it's not a prison sentence. It's not that bad of a job, except that it is bad of a job because you're so burned out. So you've got to be more creative in your home life. For yourself, you got to do more things for yourself, even if it's one tiny thing a day, one little tiny thing a day, like brewing special tea or going to bed early or taking that bubble bath, something that you do for yourself. It doesn't have to be you going on a cruise ship. It's more like little tiny things. These are your building blocks. These are the things that are getting you clear so that your energy is in a good place to bring a new job in. And we're all in a holding pattern right now, Kimberly. Everybody that's wanting to go move forward is finding that, you know, we've got Venus retrograde in Capricorn, which is about, you know, it's loving our – Venus is always about loving ourselves and love, but it's also – Capricorn is the root chakra, grounding. It's hitting Pluto, which is in Capricorn, which is about transformational, you know, getting out the crap and getting into the good stuff. So we're many of us are pretty much in a holding pattern right now. So be as proactive as you can in little moments, like, and if you need to rest, rest. If it means filing one piece of paper or getting your nails done, you got to do that. It's what's going to get you to your next step. And you have to trust that, Jethro.
Yes, and it's very much, and you know, we do tease a lot, and those of you, everyone knows that I, you know, if I like you, I tease you. So Kimberly and a couple others are my favorite people, and it's true. But, you know, and Kimberly knows she can tease me right back, too. I had someone write me, they go, can she do it to you? Well, yeah, but, you know, that's part of the friendship. Come on. See, I don't know. We'll go to Disney, and then we'll laugh at them on the ride that they won't want to ride. That's how to get them. So what we're going to do is I'm feeling the same energy, and I do agree with what she's saying, but I'm also getting with you, too, that they want you to do some other strengthening. You are not only spiritually being taught something, but this spiritual year of seven, they keep showing me as the year comes in with the Asian of the Horus, and it's coming in here, you're going to grab a hold of the reins, which, you know, oh, someone's like, Jethro, you always come up with stuff. Leave me alone. I'm going to unplug you, New York. Can't be good.
Great.
It's called Good Night on Skype. If you can't be good, I'll put the little snore guy on your site. He's not pretty. So, well, we've got to, sorry, I love to fight with him too. He's becoming my friend real quick. But what we've got happening here really good is the energy. And they said that you're going to sit down and you're going to start working out some more, not only goals, which you're really good at, but I see you putting in the spiritual goals. I'm going to add this in. And you add a little bit of mantra into your life. You've already got some spiritual there where you're doing prayer and believe. I see your son and you working together on it, and I see the real love. That's why you call in the show. I think me and you are, I think we are brothers and sisters from another life, like me and Melissa.
Yeah,
and
me too. Me too.
And I know when you call, I look for it. And I did have someone, and I will let the truth out. Yes, I look for her phone number, and I'm allowed to. And I don't care if it bothers you. You should have been nice to me. I have someone, and you know who you are, 4-3-1. And you said my name, and you made fun of it, and I didn't like that. No, it hurt my feelings. But I just politely went on to 256. They're not on today, and they know who they are. But and it was let out, and now I can say it over the air. I do pick favorite phones. Most of the time it's live and we go through. But this what made me laugh is this person is a psychic, and I won't say their show, but they are on Blog Talk. And they were so laughing over you and Melissa together and me laughing. They wrote back and they said, Jethro, you can flip over my number, because I wrote them. See, you guys got to realize I'm one of that kind of blunt person. If I do something to you, I'm not going to hide it. I'm that type of Scorpio with the – I've got a Gemini and Libra and a lot of other air signs in mind. I'm going to tell you. I'm a goofless. I just went over and told your mom that you have green hair, ha ha. And they're like, what? So they wrote me back and they said, you skipped my number because I made fun of your name. And I understand Psycho Jethro. I mean, there is times on a little...
Oh, thing. That's not nice. I'm sorry. That's no. That yeah. doesn't even... That's not okay. That's just not okay.
See,
it's not okay.
So,
that's abusive.
And I knew it wasn't a typo error because I am psychic. And what got me that made me laugh afterwards is I thought they were trying to be funny too. And they told me afterwards, they said, well, they heard it on a radio station. And I said, yes. And I go, do you know what's really funny? I've never been on that radio station again with her. Have you noticed that? And so I do have that little petty. That's what I'm feeling with you, Kimberly. And I went all the way around the tree not to even read the leaves.
What, did you feel like Kimberly's psycho? What are you saying?
No, I'm not. See, you're trying to get me in trouble. And then somebody's not going to love me.
See, that's the difference.
I'm telling Mom, if you don't stop now, Melissa. But I'm telling you that they're all left. So that's what Jethro was like. I was. And my sister's nickname for me is Brat. And I wear it with pride. But it's really good.
Yeah, but you guys earned that together, right? You guys earned that.
That's not something.
That doesn't come easily.
Oh, no.
Nicknames from childhood, from family. That doesn't. You earn those.
And that's how I feel with this energy that's going to happen. I feel that you're going to strengthen around and you're going to bring this in and you're going to add in all those things. And I'm teasing other people at the same time because they won't leave me alone so I can get this out. If you'd quit beeping me, then I wouldn't have to argue with you. What I'm trying to get here going with it is that Kimberly's going to go in and she's going to pick up some other pieces to her puzzle in spirituality. And they said within the next 3 months of it, there's something going on with you physically. I feel like you're fighting something with it feels like it's in the back and the hips. There's something going on here a little bit.
Sometimes I have a little pain. I go to the chiropractor to get adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's
about support. Is it your lower back?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about support, not feeling supported or feeling like you're the only one doing the support, which is why your guides are shouting, please call on us more, please call on us more, please call on us more. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Got it.
You know.
You're right. You're exactly right, because I rarely do it, and I need to.
Right, and so that's going to help you with all the guidance that's being presented. It's going to help you process that even more, and then you're going to be able to decipher more things for yourself as you continue on the journey, which isn't to say don't call us or anything like that. It's more like this is like the next step unfolding, like you're turning a page and all of that.
Okay.
You've got to call on them more. You've just got to.
Okay.
Relief. They said you will, and not only with the earth energy and the others, and I've had them saying, Jethro, you're really scattered. No, I'm just trying to fight a lot of energy today to get this going.
Who said you're scattered?
This one's over here. This is Brittany and Facebook, Brittany Key.
Hi, Brittany. No, it's not that you're scattered. You're channeling a lot of information, and you're helping a lot of people, and you're dealing with a lot of stuff.
Right.
Scatters like you put your shoe on your head by mistake because you thought it was your cat. You know, that's
exactly.
Like, and if you did that, we can't see you anyway. So,
I only step my toes around the house and yell to myself lovely songs. No, I kid you. I'm just being silly. Yes, Kimberly, and it is going to be healed, and it is going to do the energy, and you're going to release some things through the red. They're telling me that you have what I would call a spiritual hook or an energy that's there that was put there quite a few years back, and it was one of the individuals who did exactly what I was saying with me. People want to always ground me, and they'll say, ground, you need to do it. Well, someone did some things there with you that wanted you to be physical in it. I see you doing it naturally with the earth and working with the spiritual. They said by the time it gets into it that this is going to release and you're going to feel really good.
Okay. All right.
Well, happy weekend, Miss Kimberly. Always a privilege to speak with you.
Same here.
Your smile is—you have a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Blessings to our friend, the teacher that I tease up mercifully. Love you. And going to our next part of the energy, we're going to take—we've got it going here. We're working with Psychics Wild, and this one is 315. Are you here in 315? You've been so good. I don't know what's happening, but when I push
there's
your button,
there's a beautiful
you push
laugh coming there. Hi, 315. What's your name?
Hello, this is Annette from New York.
Hi, yay. Annette from New York. Good morning, good afternoon. Well, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you both. Thank you so much.
We're so happy to speak with you. How can we help you?
Basically, I'm feeling this past week I have felt a lot of, I can't explain it. Like I can't settle down, and I do have a health issue, and I'm trying to just set up an appointment, and I'm going around and around in the circle. Like I'm talking 6 weeks. Every time I turn around, something else is happening, like getting pre-authorization through my insurance company. And can you kind of tell me what you see with us?
It feels like it's part of it's going to be very philosophical, so bear with us right now, but it feels like it's an unfoldment for you in self-care, and
mm-hmm.
that there have been times when you felt that you had to put that on the shelf because
mm-hmm.
other things were more important, and the message is that you are the most important. And so
okay.
when you have to, and every, this is not to minimalize anything you're going through because of what's going on, with the insurances and with the changes that are going on, the runaround is unfortunately part of the game and the gig right now. But the big message and the big lesson for you right now is self-care has to be tantamount. It has to be your priority. You are coming into a place of new healing. Is this? It feels like your liver is affected. Is this true?
Not that I know of, but maybe.
Well, the liver processes hormones because I'm being shown yellow, like not jaundice, like you're going to have jaundice, but it doesn't. There's like this yellow that's not a bright, healthy yellow. It just looks like there's a yellowing, like decaying something, but you're not dying, you're not rotting or anything. But the liver processes pretty much everything. It's to get toxins out of the body. It is to, and I'm not a doctor, so there's not substitute for that, but this is the work, part of the work I do, that, again, that you're getting, the liver is being affected by whatever's going on with you somehow or another. The liver is part of the anger emotion,
mm-hmm.
And it's the filter for the hormones and everything in the body and sugars. So that's a seed planted. Don't panic about it. This is guidance coming through for you, and it may be that you can do some things nutritionally to support your health, which
mm-hmm.
we can talk about another time. But, again, the biggest message is this is about self-care. You can't ignore yourself anymore. You have to be the priority. Jethro, what do you think?
I agree very much, and I thank you, Annette. I know you're my – she's one of our fans that we tease her. One night I put her to sleep, she keeps telling everyone. No, actually, you were asleep before you called, and I tease her about her hair. And thank you for getting through. I think – you know what I've decided, Annette? I think that this is a blessing that you notice whenever the phones really go this, then the ones who you guys who get in are all these ones like you and Kimberly, all the fun ones. I think someone's protecting
me.
I thank you, and I thank you for calling in. And I am getting with you that I agree very much with Melissa. Melissa is a phenomenal psychic. And those of you know, I mean, I had someone tell me, you compliment everyone. But you got to realize this. Now think of it. I'm the interviewer, and I have 4,000 to 5,000 applications that come through a month from individuals all over the world who want to be on different parts of radio. And then I get to pick them. So, of course, I'm going to pick people I love. I mean, I don't want to work with someone who's like, well, I'm going to read cabbage now, and I'm going to pull it out of this salad, and when I throw it at you, Jethro, you will be slaw. So I do compliment everybody on the show more than I, and I will continue because I love them. That's why we're doing it. And then that I love you as a client where this is going, and I'm also, as a friend on the individual, they're showing me this is coming together for you. But I also see what, I'm not only going to, you know, I don't want to duplicate what Melissa said, but in Jethro-ism, I need to put out something with you. They're showing me that there's something going on with you in your hands. It's like there's something with this. They want to talk to you a little bit, you know. And we teased. I have someone over there said, yeah, you know, on the air she said she's a hairstylist, Jethro. You, and everyone, I'll tell you, I have this thing about ladies' hands. I like a very beautiful hand. And I have a lady friend here, but what I'm telling you is they're saying that there's something going on with your hands that's going to be putting you into a situation that's very they're telling me that you've got your hands into something, you've got something here happening that needs to get – you're, like, taking care of and handling a lot there. And they said that you're – the guys are telling me that you're doing the right thing. You're going into a year that's very spiritual, and you felt it when the New Year's. I know we typed each other on Facebook. You felt the energy, and they're telling me that this is happening for you, and this is raising a new vibration that's putting you in something that's going to be – it's bigger and better than what you expected, Annette. I feel a big change coming. Are you getting what I'm saying, Melissa? I keep seeing his hands. They're talking to me about that. They're putting it in – they're showing me the light
also,
around
her. Again, self-healing, you know, the hands of self-healing as well. That your hands, Annette, are, you know, are how you make your living, but your hands are for self-healing.
Right.
Healing
hands. Well, I've been told several times I'm a healer, but
I don't know.
You know, but I don't know that, you know, I mean, it's not that I practice it, let's put it that way.
Well, those are your gifts to help yourself so that and you help other people. Well, you are a healer by what you do. You don't have to be an outright putting a shingle out. By the work that you do, you are healing people. You're touching people. You're making people feel good about themselves. That is a healer. You're doing the right. You're doing your mission, your life's mission. But there's other things you're going to do, as a, along with that. Feel like writing is important to you, like a journaling.
Oh, yeah. I got a tingle there.
You know, a journal that could be a book. You know, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you have to take care of you first. This is going to be a new feeling for you, where you're going to feel like not worthy, you're going to feel guilty. You stop it. Stop it right now. We're just telling you, stop it right now. And just give to yourself now what you've so selflessly given to others. It's your. You've got to take care of yourself so you can continue to enjoy what you do.
Okay, hon. Well,
okay,
I thank you,
girl. We love you, Annette.
Thank you,
Annette.
Well. They're giving us that look. They're going ding, ding. They're going to push us out the door and say, go do your own thing. So here we go. It's me, and I'm Jethro. Thank you for coming in. Melissa Berman, would you tell everybody how to catch you? Go to psychicsunwild.com or catch her. Tell them your way to get a hold of you.
Oh, yes, please also get a hold of me at mabermanarts, A-R-T-S, @gmail.com. And we open up a conversation, however I can help you. You know, I'll tell you what I offer, and it's only used to communicate with you. It's not to, you know, I won't be contacting you going, guess what I'm doing, unless you need my help. So, it's been a privilege, Jethro, as always. We'll see everybody Wednesday night for our regular Psychics Gone Wild, 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 Wild together at 7 o'clock Pacific and 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yes,
just
we're
saying.
Looking forward to it. I'll be just saying, and you guys be ready because we're going to be wild and we'll be here for you to help you. Till Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Stay good, stay cool, have some fun. We'll see you then.